Content warning, content warning, content warning. I don't like doing the content warnings because I have to stop and think about it and be like, duh, there's an exclusive content marker right on the show. How did you get past that and hit this and not real? Okay, look, there's content in the show. I'm not going to hold back. It's not horrible content. It's actually quite good content, but we need to forewarn you that it exists. So it exists. Enjoy the show.
Hi there, ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Bush, and you're about to listen to a wonderful podcast with me and my friend, Sean Random. The only reason I'm talking to you right now is so that you can distinguish my voice from his voice. His is a little bit worse.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? All right, enjoy the show.
Today's episode is brought to us by Totello. Totello, the new color found on the spectrum between purple and orange. I love how Totello looks sticky, yet feels smooth. Oh, and it matches my new boots.
Red and green, so it's kind of like Christmassy anyways. I've seen some stores, they put like glitter on it, so it's like extra Christmassy,
sure.
Extra magically, you know, and everything.
Extra magic.
But and people buy them. People buy them all the time. But here's the thing, they're very, very poisonous. Like, if you were to eat them.
That's so weird that they're poisonous,
yeah.
Because in my grandma's house, they're everywhere. Like, on Christmas.
Really?
Not everywhere, but, like, she's got a lot of, like, here's a chair with a table next to it. It's just, like, randomly all throughout her house, it's just a weird little table with a lamp and a chair.
Well, does she buy new ones every year? Or does she, like, have, like, them in, like, a fake ones in an area? Or how
no, they're real.
They're real.
She must get real ones, fresh
yeah.
ones. As I think about it, as you wander through the house, the reason I'm trying to point them out is they're on these little tables. They're all over, like, I can envision this hallway in my grandma's house that has two or three of these plants on these little tables
yeah.
all down this long hallway. That's exactly eye level to like my little cousins.
Yeah.
Like it's mouth level to my little cousins who are literally running. I would run up and down this hallway. I played in this hallway. I played full on sports in this hallway as
yeah.
a child with my siblings and
a
cousins.
A lot of people don't know this about them. A lot of people don't know that they're very poisonous. My mom told me when I was younger.
That's crazy.
I mean, like, I think
I don't
have
think
to
my grandma knows
this because, it's like, because she was like, oh, she told me, she's like, oh, And I don't know why. I thought I was like 6 or 7. She was like, hey, those are poisonous and pointed right at them. And I was like, okay.
Good
so
mom.
So I never touched them because I didn't know what the fuck that meant. I was like, I don't. What do you mean by poison? Poison? Poisonous? You know, but it's not. You can touch them, whatever. But you can't eat them. You can't put them in your mouth and eat them. I never knew. Like, why would you do that, though? That's the other thing.
It's
like, when you were a little kid running
that?
Back and forth, did you ever run by and be like, I'm crazy, and then take a bite out of a flower as you're running by?
No, I'm here today, so I guess I didn't.
Yeah, I guess not.
But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't have. I was a crazy kid. Okay, so you said poison. When I was like a Boy Scout, like really young kid,
yeah.
we're on some hike, right? And I had never seen poison ivy before, but I was aware of it because of TV shows and I live in the country or whatever. Our scoutmaster pointed at a plant and said, okay, guys, you see this? You know, 3 points, this and that, points out all the details. He goes, this is poison ivy. This is a poisonous plant. And then later in the trail, he also identified poison sumac, and he also identified those little red berries that you're not supposed to eat. And he identified a bunch of other really fun, cool things. It wasn't just like here's a tour of poison through the forest. It wasn't one of those. But at the same time, I walked away from that horrified. Like, so later in life, like a year down the road, I would see poison ivy on my own. Like, me and my brother are walking through the woods. Like, oh, it's poison ivy.
Yeah.
Don't get within 100 feet of it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll reach out and kill you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know is it'll kill you. I don't know that's gonna make you itchy. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not poison in my head.
Yeah, exactly.
Poison in my head is
when someone says poison, you're like, whoa, stay
oh,
away from it. And it's like, well, they have these in stores.
Why don't we
and
just burn them all out of the planet? Why do we keep these
yeah.
around?
I think I remember going over to someone's house at Christmas and seeing that they had poinsettias in their house, and I was like, I gotta go. Like, I gotta get out of here. You guys have poison in your house. Oh,
well, you know,
which, you know, everyone has bleach under their sink, so what's the
sure?
Yeah,
sure.
You can't drink that. I don't know why when she said it to me, when she brought it up, it was like such like a serious, like, this is poisonous, be careful, like, look out, you know?
It must have just stuck in your brain
yeah.
and became like a big thing. Here's what I want to do. I wouldn't really do this, But
now you have access to poison.
Well, no. Now that I have this piece of information in my brain, I'm going to abuse it like most people do. I'm going to go to people's houses and I'm going to be like, oh, Merry Christmas. Is that a poinsettia? The hell is wrong with you? That's poison. What? I can't. You're just leaving it on the table. You have animals. There's children running around. Okay, honey, we gotta go. No, there's something weird going on here. We gotta go right now. I don't know what you guys are up to, but this. Okay, have a happy holiday. See you in the new year if you make it.
Right. I wish I didn't read the article just now on my phone that said they're only mildly poisonous. I wish they were like very, very deadly. It says that like it could just cause like vomiting and like sickness and stuff, but I guess that's not. I don't know. I don't know how much it would take to like kill you. I wish it was one of those ones that was like.
I think it depends on everybody's different chemistry. Like a big giant man who is like doesn't have really good health practices and eats a little bit of poison every day.
Yeah.
He's going to do a lot better than. And a teeny tiny person who takes really great care of themselves and has never been exposed to
like the crocodile hunter. If he eats a little bit of poinsettia every single day, he'll eventually be able to eat a whole one. He could be the man who ate the poinsettia.
Oh, crikey, it's a poinsettia.
Oh, crikey, watch out.
You see this plant here?
Don't get it in your soup.
Don't worry, we don't have to sneak up on it. It's not conscious.
It's not going to turn around and look at me. It's got no eyes. It's a flower.
It's a flower.
You never like broken one open before either?
No.
It's got like this milky, it's got like milk in it.
Did you drink it?
No, I didn't drink
it. Good, because I hear it's poisonous.
Great. This is just great. I walk in to start my day, and do I see my good little employees working hard? No. They're lousing about. Do you people think this is happy hour at the social club? No wonder our numbers are in the toilet. They're in the bottom brackets this quarter. I got a crack staff of lazy, good-for-nothing bottom feeders. That's right. Any of you ever even taken time to take a view at the recent polling numbers? No. Why would you do that? It's just your job, your livelihood. Some of us actually care if they're still employed next week. You sure as hell will care next Friday when you don't have a paycheck to take home. I can't believe I have to constantly deal with such ineptitude. I am surrounded by idiots. Oh, thank goodness. Woo. Oh, thank goodness. Hey, everyone. I'm real sorry. I don't know what got into me. Listen, I didn't mean any of that stuff I said before. It's important to me that you understand. I know you're one of the best teams in this district. That's why I handpicked each and every one of you. And sure, the numbers are down. That's a natural anticipated factor of the company's recent transition. We're on track, and things will be better next quarter. Keep up the great work, everyone.
And listen, guys, always remember, watermelon is not a fruit.
What? What do you mean watermelon's not a fruit?
Watermelon is not a fruit. It's a mammal.
No, watermelon, the fruit, is...
No. That is a mammal. Okay, here's the thing. Watermelon is a small mammal that sea bound that lives just off of the Peloponnesian Islands. They're amazingly popular all throughout the world because of how sweet their insides are, but they're kind of like a mollusk that like they grow that shell around them to protect themselves from the other animal.
You're talking about,
you don't know this?
Wait, are we talking about the same thing? Like watermelon, like the green thing?
Right, like at a picnic and you cut it into a triangle?
Yeah.
That is an animal.
What?
That is a living creature. I just want for our listeners to know that that's not vegan. It's a misnomer. Because they're so sweet, we've been decimating this culture of these animals that are almost extinct. We just tell ourselves that it's a fruit. It's not a fruit.
Sean, it doesn't have any bones. How is it an animal?
Mollusks don't have bones.
Yeah.
Oysters don't have bones.
But
It's a mollusk. It's a mollusk-like creature. It's kind of like a platypus. It's right on the edge of warm-blooded mammal, cold-blooded. It's a weird crossover. But people don't want to talk about it because it's so incredibly popular as a flavor. And if the world were to come to discover they're adorable little creatures that we're eating at picnics, it'd kind of take a blow to the American culture.
Well, I guess everyone's heard it here first then.
I just saw a documentary on it the other day. I love watermelon. Yeah. I love watermelon.
Wow. That's a big one for me. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, that's pretty...
So, watermelon, not vegetarian.
Wow.
Neither is Guinness beer.
Really?
Yeah. Guinness beer is not vegetarian. I've
had watermelon and Guinness beer together just almost every single Friday night I do that.
Okay, that is Murder Friday.
Yeah. Wow. I thought that I was like, you know...
Part of the curing process to get the unique flavor in Guinness, they actually put rotting meat into the vats. What? It's perfectly safe. It's alcohol. The alcohol kills all of the dangerous something.
Why would they put rotting meat inside of it?
Fun story. The original brewery, whatever. I'm not making this up. This is a true thing. The original brewery, they created Guinness beer, had a very unique flavor. Because the rats were sneaking into the vats, falling into the vats and dying, becoming putrid, but they weren't rotting because of the alcohol, and it was adding to the flavor of the beer, which gave it a very unique flavor. When the people who owned the company realized that the rats were in the vats, they got them out, cleaned it out, made it so the rats couldn't get in there, and then the customers no longer liked the beer. So they complained to the company. The company said, well, what do? Put rats back in our beer? No. So now I've been told that the Guinness Brewing Company has a cave underneath it, which is where they cure meats, which is a very natural, traditional process. In the process of curing meat, you let mold grow up onto it, and it maturates the meat. It chews and forms it retexturizes the meat, adding and exchanging nutrients. Well, they take that meat at a certain point, and they toss it into the vat, and then that contributes to the flavor of Guinness. So long story short, watermelon and Guinness beer, not vegetarian. Just good to know.
Sean, does it hurt walking around with that much shit inside of you?
I don't know how.
Just being that full of shit?
Okay. I'll go this far. The watermelon thing is full. I'm full of shit on the watermelon thing. But the Guinness beer thing is true.
The theory is that...
This isn't a theory. No, this is actual...
They put rotting meat into beer... Into Guinness beer in order to give it that unique, distinct flavor.
What's hilarious about this is you think I'm trying to run you on a scam. You think I'm trying to trick you, and I'm not. This is what's so good about this.
I picked watermelons, my friend. I have picked watermelons. No,
we're past the watermelons. Okay, I admit, watermelon, that was bullshit.
Not over that.
That was bullshit. But granted, think of an adorable gerbil-like creature that is sea-bound. Mm-hmm. Come on, that's adorable. And sweet on the inside. I had this whole story about how they eat a lot of sugar cane, and that's why they're so sweet on the inside, but I just didn't get to that part of the story. But no, okay, the watermelon thing was bullshit, but I didn't plan to talk about Guinness. That just came up within my watermelon bullshit, and it's truth that supported my bullshit, so I went with it. The Guinness beer thing is 100% true, as far as I know. You can Google it. I could have been lied to, but I'm fairly confident that that is 110% true. Google it. Let's take a pause. Yeah. Okay, no, you Google.
No, I'll Google it. You
Andrew has his phone in his hand.
Guinness's fish bladder problem. Ingredient used in brewing process means it's not quite vegetarian. And St. Patrick's Day creeps closer, so does the promise of corned beef and cabbage, green beer, and of course Guinness. What is this? Huffington Post. Guinness's fish bladder problem.
Oh, whoa. What's a fish bladder? Hold on. This is not the story I've heard. They put fish bladders in them?
This is saying trace amounts.
But don't bladders give off oil that's used for flavoring agents and like perfumes and stuff?
Oh, you know what they're talking about? The gelatins, which are used in a lot of things. Like they use gelatins, which are used in it's like pig meat, pig fat.
Oh, animal fat. They grind the bones and they boil it down and it turns. Oh no, that's how you make glue.
wait a second. That's glue.
Isn't that what they do? I mean, not anymore. But isn't that what they did in the 20s to racehorses that broke a leg?
Yeah, they would cut off their hooves and grind it up and put. Isn't that just the old wives' tale? Is that a real thing? That they would make glue out of horses.
It feels like
it just means that they're very sticky, right? How do they do that?
I have no idea.
Well, this article, this isn't what you were saying. That says that it's using fish guts is what I'm reading. Fish guts, fish guts,
fish guts.
Yeah.
All right, that's different than what I've been told.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. They're using some sort of fish guts in their brewing process.
Well, that's not vegetarian either, but I was told something very, very different, much more gross.
Much more sinister.
Yeah, sticking.
That the rats used to fall in there, and now they have a whole rat farm underneath the Guinness Brewery place.
Okay, it's no longer rat meat.
It's a little rat farm, and they have all the little rats, and they breed them all. And then they take the little rat babies, and they just dunk them in that big old vat. They got a whole bucket full of rats, and they just pour them in, and they just go tumbling out all the little rats. And they just cut off the tails, and they just throw in tails handful at a time.
So what do you do? Oh, I work at
the... I'm laughing about that. It just seems like... It seems like such a ridiculous notion to me.
I want you to meet my friend Susan. Okay, Susan, you're going to love my friend Andrew. He works at the Guinness Brewing Company. What does he do? Well, he's kind of like a brewer. Well, he actually manages the rat farm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once a month, he'll cut off all their tails and alive. And then while still alive, he throws them into the vat so that they can then drown and die and become putrid and poisoned. Oh, he throws the rat tails in there, too. No, he doesn't have to cut them off. He does that for funsies.
I just go, chop, chop, chop. You just hear that sound late
eek,
at night.
Eek, eek, eek.
It's terrible.
Oh.
What a horrid thing to think of.
And in the time frame between him not dumping the rats, he's got to raise those rats for 2 or 3 months. He's running a rat circus.
Yeah.
In the caves beneath the Guinness Brewing Company.
Not only, I'm so cruel to these rats that I even whisper in their ears horrible things.
What are some examples of these horrible things you whisper in
your
ears?
Your father doesn't love you.
But that's true. They know that. You don't become a rat. You're born a rat.
I don't know what you could say to a rat to make it offended.
What could you say? How do you offend a rat?
Yeah.
You stink. Yeah.
You shit eater. Oh, wait. Hold on.
You're a rat. Yeah. What about it?
You and your beady little eyes. And yep. Your stupid. Ah, come on.
What do you got, pal? Come on, human.
You know what? Rats have really big balls.
Really?
You ever seen rat balls?
They're
pretty big. Boy rats, you can tell right away.
Really?
Yeah, they got big old rat boys hanging off.
Well, rats are prolific in a breeding sense.
Yeah.
I think it was something like there was an island that had no rats, and a ship landed there. Mm-hmm. And this was a very large island, and the ship happened to have two rats on it or something. Who knows how many rats were on it? But then inside of 2 months, the island was overrun with rats, and the rats were killing all the natural animals that belonged on the island. And it was just, there wasn't enough space, and the humans had to move because the rats were on top of the rats. And it was just, now it's
rats,
just Rat
and
Island.
Rats eat everything. There's nothing a rat doesn't eat.
Well, now it's just Rat Island. Yeah. They ate everything, and now they just eat rats, and they live on top of the dead rats. And it's literally just an island of dead rats.
Yeah.
With other live rats running around on top of them eating the dead rats. And
I mean,
in layers.
Here's how you get rid of rats in your house. Buy a poinsettia. That's what you do. You just put that in the middle of the house. The rat will eat it.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Probably a good idea.
The Christmas solution.
The Christmas solution.
After Christmas, you pull all the leaves off the poinsettia. Mm-hmm. You kind of throw them into the corners of the houses, you know, various areas, especially the kitchen cabinets, places where, you know, a child might come along.
And just let me eat. Yeah. But that's how you get rid of rats in your house.
No shit. Interestingly enough.
And then after they're dead, you could take them and throw them in a vat of Guinness. And
and then you're making beer. Now you're starting your own beer.
First, there was Cool Ranch. Then, there was Cooler Ranch. Now, Random Bush is proud to present the coldest ranch of them all. Yes, the coldest ranch. So cold, it is covered in blue dots. Even if you have ice with this, it is going to be just as cold because this is the coldest ranch of them all. It should be called Freezing Ranch.
Cold Ranch!
These chips are so cold, your nipples are going to be hard from eating just one of them.
Cold.
It is so damn cold, you're gonna have to eat a jalapeno after eating these chips, because they're just that fucking cold.
Thank you.
icicle on your tongue? Have you? Huh, cowboy? Because that's how cold this cold ranch is. Holy shit. This ranch is like a freaking hiker that went up to the top of Mount Everest and he died of frostbite. Because that's how cold it is up there. It's cold as this cold ship. Try Random Bush Cold Ranch Chips wherever ranch chips are sold.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to grab your pitchforks and grab your torches. There's a monster out in those woods. This is a call to action.
Wait, Andrew. That's not a call to action. No, I mean, yes, that is. We're trying to encourage the audience members to email us or respond to Twitter or just to tell their friends about the show.
Oh.
Yeah, like leave a comment or something.
Oh, I was confused.
No, that's a call to action, totally. Yeah, like, yeah. Wait, is there a monster?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Is
the monster confirmed?
No. Oh, no.
Okay, let's not worry about the monster.
Yeah. Just go ahead and like us on social media, and if you want to email us at the Random Bush Podcast.
Andrew, you're dropping the torch. The torch. The
oh, oh, God. Oh, it's fire. Oh, jeez.
And that was the Random Bush. I hope you enjoyed listening, as we had a great time making. Have a great day.